This netcast is brought to you by the 8 Days of Geek Network.
All of your ears are belong to us.
On this episode of Aerocode 8, Minecraft comes to the 360, AT&T, the plus means better, and could your Android phone be a condom? Stay tuned. Welcome back to another episode of Aerocode 8. I'm your host, Jesse Miller, and joining me, as always, is Sam Briggs.
Hello and welcome back, everyone.
This week, we don't have an incredible large amount of news, so you can sit back, you can relax, you can listen to this on your way to work. I'll try to make my voice as soothing for you as I possibly can. Wrong answer. We don't want you falling asleep during the shindig. Anyway.
No.
Sam, you are a fellow crafter of the Minecraft Union Local 752 brother, aren't you?
Indeed.
Yes, and as such, we are super excited. Well, I am anyway. Do you have an Xbox 360?
I do not.
You do not. Okay. You're primarily a PC gamer for the most part, right?
100%.
Okay. I have a 360, and it's my number one gaming platform. Minecraft is going to be coming to the Xbox 360 on May 9th, so you'll get all of your blocky goodness on your 360 if you haven't played Minecraft before on May 9th. Definitely check this out if you have not played the game. It's going to be 1,600 Microsoft points. That's $20, but believe me, it is so worth it. I mean, it is just, oh my gosh. You know, I wonder... Being that it's a 360 game and will be on the XBLA marketplace, if it will have a demo version.
That's a good question. Most, I would hope so.
Most of the games that are on the marketplace have a demo version. Hopefully it does, to where it gets even more people into it. Because if someone if you just look at the game, it doesn't look that interesting. If someone explains it to you and explains it very well, it becomes more interesting. And if... you actually get to play it, you will be hooked. That's all I can say. This is techno heroin. So, Sam, what do you think there's going to be any huge changes to the game going to the 360, or you think it's going to be the Minecraft we all know and love?
I would expect it to generally be the Minecraft we all know and love. The great thing is the Xbox 360 power-wise is up there with, you know, most dedicated gaming desktops. So we won't see any scale back because of that. The controller, that's the only thing I'm worried about. Thankfully, the Xbox has more than enough buttons to handle, you know, even the most dedicated PC gamers' desire for button layout.
Exactly.
So I'm not too worried. And for those of you who have never played it, never seen it, never heard of it, imagine a sim building game where you get to start from scratch and build up your own little world and existence, except with Legos and or blocks like Legos, and things are trying to kill you at night.
Yes,
there you go.
The way I see Sam is actually the one who sold it to me, and what happened is the way you explained it to me, Sam, is that you said you start off in the wilderness with nothing but your hands. And through the first night, you're pretty much gathering wood until you can dig a hole and hide in it for one night. Because at night, the zombies come out to get you. In the next day, the zombies burn. They're all gone. You can dig out of your hole and begin to make things with the wood. You make a pickaxe. You make a shovel. You make a box to make torches so you can get coal and put it on the end of a stick and call it a torch. And you make all this stuff, and sooner or later, you will have a kingdom all your own just by mining one block at a time.
Yep.
And it is fantastic. One thing that the developers are saying is they're putting in natural controller movements, so they're saying they've pretty much got the controller figured out, which is good. Revamped crafting interface. I'm interested to see what that is. You know, being that we've seen the crafting interface for Minecraft has pretty much been the same through every version. I'm interested in, maybe it's just controller optimized, I guess. This is great. They'll have a tutorial mode, and two things that I'm incredibly excited about: split screen multiplayer. Wow, that would be awesome. And multiplayer over Xbox Live. So great stuff to look forward to. Cannot wait. Sam, if you had a 360, stupid question, would you buy this?
Yes.
Okay. I would too. So you guys should probably just buck up, go out and buy it.
It's actually enough to make me consider picking up a used Xbox or a broken one, fixing it up, a 360, and actually, because the main thing is I'm not a linear gamer. The more linear a game is, the larger the guarantee that I'm not going to buy it. I don't like single story games. The more open the world, the more open everything is, the more likely it is I'm going to play it. Even games such as Fallout that are open in and of itself, open decision branches and everything, it's still a very closed linear story, and it's something that I have a very difficult time getting into. So games like Minecraft, the more games like that there are, the more likely I am to buy the system. So developers out there who make games like this who aren't well known, message me. Let me know that you make games like this for the Xbox, and I will possibly buy one and buy your product.
Well, there you go. And a review copy would be specifically just fantastic.
Oh, indeed it would.
All right. Next on our list, T-Mobile. That's a name you don't hear in the news very much ever since their fall through with AT&T. T-Mobile is going to be raising some of its prices for its data plans. Being that T-Mobile is one of the very few people who still actually offer unlimited data, this is not a complete and utter surprise to me. Are you surprised by this, Sam?
Nope, especially considering that they just did not get bought out. It was almost guaranteed that their plans were going to change.
Very true. So basically what you're looking at here are the classic plans. Okay, the classic plan is the basic plan, the one you get if you buy a brand new phone from T-Mobile and you sign a 2-year contract. The classic plan is what you're getting with that. The 5-gigabyte classic plan is going to be $35. The 10-gigabyte is going to be $65. That's basically, it's a $5 price jump. So, I mean, it's not that gigantic. It's nothing we're going to really hold against them because they are still pretty much with the curve on pricing. Everything
is, they are as competitive with almost with Sprint and the other small carriers of the nation. They are way cheaper than AT&T and Verizon.
Exactly. And the thing is that the value plan is supposed to be staying the same. That is the one where you will be going in and you'll have a phone, or you'll buy a full price T-Mobile phone and not sign a contract. So people who are on those plans, you don't have to worry about anything. So, it's not that big of a jump, especially for someone who gives unlimited data still, technically unlimited, quotation marks. But it is a jump. We saw it coming because of their not being bought out by AT&T. Shouldn't be a surprise. If $5 a month is really going to make you switch carriers, okay. But, I mean, that's a little rough, you know? I think you could probably deal with $5 a month.
I would hope you could, because the alternatives are not that good.
Yeah, the alternatives aren't any cheaper. So, really, you're kind of stuck.
Yeah. At this point in time, for any of you who aren't already on AT&T, who is the most expensive carrier when it comes straight down to it, unless you look at Verizon with any add-on, Verizon becomes more expensive, yes. But in general, AT&T is the most expensive for just base plans. If you're not already on AT&T, any price change to your networks or to your carrier, to your bill that your carrier does, you pretty much just have to accept it at this point in time, unless you're willing to go with a local carrier such as US Cellular or another small one and go prepaid with much worse coverage. Sometimes that's an option for you, But if you want nationwide, and there's quotes on nationwide, nationwide coverage, accept whatever change happens to your bill, unless you want to take the plunge and just go to AT&T. And your bill's still going to go up at per random there.
True, true. All right. Sam, you had mentioned something earlier about the FTC and AT&T, two of my favorite acronyms, especially when used in a sentence yes. together. I love it. Why don't you tell me a little more about that?
Well, a little preface here. T-Mobile has laid off a large contingent of its calling force, or its call answering services, after the buyout, claiming that they simply don't have the funds to continue these call centers. AT&T then responded, well, we could have prevented this. We had the FCC and FTC and the federal government allowed us to buy out T-Mobile, these people would not be out of jobs right now. Well, for those of you wondering, the whole reason I'm bringing this up is AT&T is directly lying. Don't assume this is literally a ploy for them to try to save face and look better. Don't believe it. The government immediately turned around and released information saying that AT&T openly admitted that it was going to close these same – well, not these same, but similar call centers due to duplicate workforces.
Womp, womp.
So – yeah. I just wanted to bring this up because we bash on AT&T a lot on this podcast. And, well, anytime AT&T does something to try to make itself look better and the government immediately steps forward and says, shut up, I would like to always point that out.
I like that. But, hey, we said shut up. That's good stuff. Yeah. And, you know, it's
done. It's
go ahead.
No, it's done. It's over with. The government, once it in the past to this point in time, they're investigating AT&T for other crimes and such. So anything AT&T does at this point in time for the next year, they're stepping on eggshells. They really need to watch what they're doing unless they're intentionally wanting to get broken up like has happened to them before back when it was Ma Bell.
They think that they are bigger than they are. You can be as big a company as you want, but the government in America is still able to do what it wants with you.
Yes.
Your only hope is to get on the side of the government. Why do you think tobacco companies are able to do what they do? Because they're on the side of the government.
Mm-hmm.
Oil companies, the exact same way. They can do whatever they want for the most part because they're on the side of the government. AT&T, I'm not telling you to get on the side of the government. As a matter of fact, I think keep doing exactly what you're doing because, man, it's great. It makes for darn good comedy, and I love watching it happen. So, for the love of all this holy, just keep on your current course, keep poking the bear, and just wait till it rips your face off.
Yep.
All right. Next, another AT&T story. And by the way, AT&T from an AT&T story. That's pretty good, right?
That's close enough, in my opinion.
Close enough. And unfortunately, my soundboard has crashed.
Womp, womp. Oh, no.
Flawless segue. I'll do it myself, since I'm the one who actually did it in the first place. But yes.
For those wondering, that was live.
What?
The flawless segue.
Yeah.
For those wondering.
Oh, yeah.
That it actually sounded just like the other one, minus the awesome carryover effect.
The echo. And because it's exactly what I normally do. That's just how I talk. You know, I mean,
this is true.
Yeah. Well, you know. Anyway. Yeah, that program's never crashed on me before. See, this is proof that we do this live, people. You know? When things like this go wrong and I don't edit them out in post, this is proof right here. Anyway.
I would hope anybody assumes we're doing them live simply because of how horrible my internet is 90% of the time.
Yeah, that too, right? You know, it's like George Carlin said, this program has been pre-recorded. Well, of course it's been pre-recorded. When else are you going to record it? Afterwards? That's kind of the point of recording, is to do it beforehand. Anyway, so AT&T has a new service. How cool can that be? Trust me, it's not. It's not cool at all. It's actually quite a waste of four letters. AT&T Plus has been put out in several cities. Basically, you get it in Houston, all of Colorado, and Minneapolis. Yeah, that's it. AT&T Plus is basically a preferred customer program where if you've been with the company for a certain amount of time, and we assume that because AT&T hasn't actually released information on what it takes to be an AT&T Plus member. So people are just finding out that they're part of it. Basically, you get a special customer service line that gives you personalized customer service. Personally, I think that means that you will be able to understand the person on the other end of the phone.
No promises.
Exactly. No promises. And I'm all for giving anyone who wants a job, but please, please, if you're going to be on the phone, make sure that you're perfectly understandable to everybody. Anyway.
And that includes you, people from Boston.
Yeah, Boston. You better go out and get in your guidance. Anyway, additionally, you will get a 25% discount on all accessories. That excludes iPhone or iPad accessories, which, let's face it, if you're on AT&T and don't have one of those, you're kind of in a minority on there, you know? And then you also get waived activation fees and upgrade fees. So, you know, it saves you a little bit of money, but, I mean, who wants to be an AT&T Plus member?
Well, I'm hoping my parents get included with this because we sadly, my parents live out in an area that they only can have AT&T.
Yeah.
There is no one else. Like, Sprint works at the top of the hill, and when you go to the bottom of the hill, there's no more service. Well,
my phone works in the hill and in the bathroom, and that's about it.
Exactly. And Verizon, T-Mobile, no one else. Wow. So for like my parents, they're stuck on AT&T. So it'll be nice for them to get some kind of benefit being stuck with the most expensive carrier and having no other options. But really, they've been with them for, man, well, they were with Singular first, but now that would make it my entire life pretty much that they've been a customer with them. So the if all they're getting for that is literally an upgraded fee every two – or a removed, waived upgrade fee every 2 years, that's it. They don't ever call customer service.
Yeah, exactly. They call you.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, really, Sprint does better deals than this just for accidentally losing your phone and being 2 months away from your upgrade date. You can go into a Sprint store and they'll generally throw you a bone and let you upgrade early. I mean – not a benefit here, really. Not at all.
So thank you, AT&T. This is just what we wanted. More bad PR. All right. If you aren't one of the AT&T faithful and you have not gotten yourself an iPhone or an iPad and you like Android, there's an app that all the iPhone and iPad users out there have been rubbing in your face since day one. Oh, look, I've got Instagram. It does all this really cool stuff. Oh, you have an Android phone. I'm sorry, little kid, you can't have Instagram. No, from now on, we're in control. At South by Southwest, the Instagram actually announced that they will be doing an Android app, for sure, and actually showed parts of it on their presentation. We didn't know anything about when it – we had no timeline whatsoever when it was going to be coming out. Instagram, on their website, which is instagra.am, clever, but on their website, if you go to instagra.am/Android, the link is in the show notes after the story blurb, you can actually insert your email address and tell them to notify you when the Android app becomes available. Companies usually only, in my experience, companies only put these kind of things out when they're within a month of releasing. So we might be seeing an Instagram Android app very, very soon, and that is exciting. I've been using an app called Hipster, which is also on the iPhone, It's actually really, really good. I enjoy it quite a bit. I'm not sure if I'll switch to Instagram, but I really like Hipster. It allows you to take a picture, turn it into a retro style, and make it into like a postcard. It'll tag your location data, and it literally looks like a postcard you'd buy from a rack. It's kind of cool. Do you use any of these photo sharing services at all, Sam?
WebOS call.
Yeah. Oh, WebOS, yeah.
Has nothing.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I'm not a big social person anyway.
So. No.
When I take a photo, I do the old fashioned, "Hey, look at my phone! This awesome picture I took." Not any awesome postcards.
This coming from like the that. Guy who told me that he has people on Facebook try to friend request him, and then doesn't actually approve them to see how many people he can get in his friend request queue.
Yes.
Everyone who listens to the show, friend request Sam on Facebook. We need to get that purgatory number up.
Yeah. Notice Facebook purgatory. I will soon have it in the thousands. Right now I'm not actually that high. I think I'm at like 30 or 40, but I'm working on it. The thing is I think people are killing the request. I don't know. Maybe people are just blocking me. Not really sure.
Don't do that. Don't be a butthole. All right.
Well, my goal is to end up with all of Facebook in my request spot, but have no friends.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. It's like the ultimate hipster dream.
Yeah. Everybody wants to be your friend, but you don't want any of them to be your friend.
Yep.
I'm a one-man wolf pack. All right. Now, you have WebOS, so you're not privy to this, but HTC once had a website. Do 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 do. It's a fairy tale type deal. Anyway, HTC had a website at one point. It's still technically up, but nobody uses it. No one half knows about it. It's htcsense.com. With a lot of the Sense, I think it was 2.0 and 3.0 were the versions that had it. You were able to back up your data, find your phone, you know, install apps from the website, all kinds of different things. It was an interesting little service, but no one that I know who has an HTC phone uses it. I used it at one point when I had my Evo and I put a custom ROM on it that actually was able to access the website, but I never utilized it. I found my phone once to see how it worked and I was done. Well, HTC is going to be shutting down cloud syncing services. And if you're a user of this and you do have data on it, you'll have till April 30th to go in and download your data. They put up instructions on how to do it, so it's pretty straightforward. You just go in and follow their instructions. Now, what they're saying is they're going to shut it down so that they can improve the services and value we deliver to customers. I'm assuming they're probably going to bring it back in some form. But that's not guaranteed. All we've heard is that they are going to be trying to improve and blah, 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 blah. You know, it's one of those things where if enough people don't use a website, it's not cost effective to keep it going. And with so many Android apps out there that locate your phone, and being the fact that all your calendars, contacts, and emails are synced to Gmail automatically, it's kind of redundant.
And there are tons of phone tracking apps that people download that they know are, you know, they know are there. Whereas the HTC Sense account, most people, because it's not physically on the phone in any way, shape, or form, they forget about it. They don't know it's there. They don't know what services it provides. I know whenever I dealt with cell phones, I would explain that upon startup, and I would do that so often, then it just got to the point that I realized no one actually cared. I mean, no one cared that their stuff was backed up to Gmail until they lost their phone, got a new one, and their stuff came back, and they were amazed. I mean, it's beyond the scope of your average consumer. And your more tech-savvy consumers generally will have their stuff backed up to their computer, you know, to email accounts. They already have their stuff backed up. They're not necessarily going to adopt a whole new service to do it.
Very true.
Oh, and another thing, for those of you out there listening to the podcast who have HTC phones. No, this does not mean you're going to lose the data on your phone.
That's a good thing to clarify.
Yeah, the fact is it's just the stuff backed up. Well, guess what? If it's backed up...
If it's actually on your phone, then probably you're not going to need that backup unless your phone craps on you. So, you know, don't worry about...
Chances are all the stuff that's been backed up... No.
Good. So, in other words,
sorry,
if you...
I almost lost my internet there.
Yes, you did. You blacked out for a little on me. I slapped you in the face and woke you up. So, you know.
Oh.
Them damn Gaelic people always passing out on the drink.
All I have is a pit of extra. Hitting it hard tonight.
You know, I got a box of historic Irish ale from our local liquor store the other day. It's got like four different...
Have you had it?
It's four different flavors, and I tried the Heather Ale.
Mm-hmm.
That one was very interesting. I'm not going to say it's my favorite of all time, but it was not bad. Anyway, way off top. There we go. We need to have This Week in Beer or something. That'd be great. Drink every Friday. So... Here's a this one is not necessarily news by any means, but it's a funny note to end the show on. The Intercom blog, which I have never heard of up until now, but hopefully they're famous after this, because this is a masterful piece of writing. The Intercom blog has put out a list of phones. Basically, they're comparing the name of phones to the name of condoms. And it's actually pretty interesting to see it happen. I'm actually going to go down this list. I think it bears repeating. So, all right. The Desire, which as we know is from HTC, is both a condom and an Android phone. Okay, I'm actually, you know what, Sam? I'm going to test you. I'm going to see what your knowledge is. I'm going to name these off, and you tell me what you think they are, if they're one, the other, or both. All right, Hero.
Okay, well, I'm going to, hold on, I'm going to close the page.
Oh, yeah, close
the
page.
So I can't cheat.
Yeah, don't cheat.
Hero.
Yes, the Hero.
That one I'm going to say is both.
That is only a phone. Although that would be a really cool condom name. The Hero. The Resound.
I'm sure it saved my days quite a few times.
Oh man.
Oh.
But a.
Yeah.
All right. The Resound.
That one's a phone.
Yes. Ultra Thin.
I'm sure that's a word you could use to describe a phone, but I'm pretty sure it's only a condom.
True. Sensation.
That should be both.
Correct. Touch.
Oh, man. That was an old Windows mobile phone. Just a phone.
Negative. It is both.
Oh.
Cruise.
That one I'm going to say is both.
Nope.
Just a phone?
It is both. Wait. Nope, that one is both.
Oh, yes. Ha ha ha. I would buy a condom named Cruise.
Would you now?
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like it'd be a fun night, you know, go out on a cruise.
All right, next is Cruise Control.
Hopefully that's just a condom.
And it is, thank goodness. Wildfire.
I know that one's a phone. I'm going to say it is also probably a condom.
Ding, 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 ding. The Rumor Touch.
That's just a phone.
Yes. Let's see. Electrify.
Condom.
I got that one wrong, too. It's actually only an Android phone. Tingle. That'd be a cool phone.
I hope that one's only a condom.
It is. That would be a cool phone, though.
Oh, here's the thing about phones named like that. There was the Palm Pixie.
Yeah.
No man in the world bought the Palm Pixie. Well, except for my redneck friends who I tricked into it.
I think I might have met him.
Yeah, you did. I couldn't think of, like, the HTC Tingle. Yeah, no guy is going to own that phone.
That's awesome. The Admire.
Phone.
Correct. Elite.
Both.
I got that one wrong too. It is just a condom.
Okay.
Fascinating.
With Titan and everything else, I could see one being called the Elite.
Yeah. Fascinate.
Fascinate. Both.
Wrong. It is only an Android phone.
Samsung.
Indulge.
Wait, they have a condom called Tingle, but not Fascinate?
Well, you know. It tingles, okay. But it's not fascinating.
So what's this one?
Indulge.
Indulge. Condom.
Both. Intensity.
Both.
Correct. Replenish.
Both.
Just a phone. Transform Ultra.
True. I guess you actually wouldn't want a replenishing condom. That'd be a little...
counterproductive.
Yeah. good use of word right there.
The Transform Ultra.
Transform Ultra. Just a condom.
That'd be a pretty kick-ass condom. No, it is just a phone.
I was really hoping on it. Just
got a transformer condom. Mode, turns into an 18-wheeler. A vitality.
Vitality. Ooh, that's a unique word. Condom.
Both.
Man, I can't think. I generally know my phones pretty well, but they're pulling out some really random low-end Android phones, aren't they?
They are, aren't they? I haven't heard of some of these. But so that's on, like I said, the Intercom blog. We went through the entire list, but if you want to go see it, you can head over there. That is great. I mean, I never thought about that, but it's pretty darn true. All right, that's all we have for you this week. So, Sam, go ahead and tell the people where they can find, follow, and or stalk you.
You can find me on Twitter, at the Manitou Man. You can get me at Gmail, manitouman@gmail.com. I guess since now everybody's supposed to find me on Facebook, search for Sam Briggs on Facebook. There'll probably be a bunch of them. However, I'm the one with all my information hidden, but you can see my profile picture, and I'm sitting on a green Jeep Wrangler in a black kilt smoking pipe tobacco. And I'm sitting on the hood. So it should be pretty easy to recognize which one is me. You can find me. Oh, what's that?
We should hope.
You can find me here, Sam Briggs at 8daysofgeek.com. And if you find me anywhere else, congratulations. You don't win anything.
You found Waldo. You know, a friend of mine actually once tweeted, "What happens when Waldo finds you?" And I tweeted back, "He slips quietly from the crowd, slits your throat, and disappears."
Got some Chuck Norris action going on. Yeah, old Waldo land.
Waldo has always struck me as like a CIA spook.
He's the original. Well, he's the original hipster.
That's very true.
he's the one that chose not to fit in.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right. For me, you can find me. I'm Jesse at 8daysofgeek.com for my email address. On Twitter, I'm at Pen of Doom. Everything else you can find at about.me/Jesse Miller. If you'd like to call and leave a voicemail or a text message for us, that number is 754-273-6397. And if you're an AT&T Plus member, our preferred AT&T Plus customer service line is 754-273-6397.
Yes.
The numbers just look the same. They aren't actually the same.
That won't confuse anyone.
No, not at all. So,
it's like AT&T's announcement.
Exactly. Oh, and by the way,
flawless segue.
Wasn't a flawless segue, but I finally got the soundboard working again. I'm going to chalk that one up to actually needing it. And it has all the sounds. See what I mean?
Nice. Oh, okay. For all of our listeners, I need a favor. From now on, anytime any of you say hipster, replace it with Waldo. So anytime you're referring to hipsters, hashtag on Twitter or anything else like that, Waldo or Waldos, plural. And let's see if we can make this a movement.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Yes.
I really like that. By the way, as a side note, I want it to be known, I'm using my brand new iPad to do the show notes. Oh, yeah. Look to 8daysofgeek.com for a review pretty quick about the iPad. I'm writing the entire thing on the iPad itself. No keyboard. I'm using the on-screen version. So you'll see exactly what you can do with the iPad. Da-da-da. All right. Say goodbye, Sam.
Goodbye, Sam.
And goodbye, everybody. We love you.